Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And last week, I promised you some Goldplay, didn't I?
You did.
Well, I keep my promises. Goldplay. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goldplay and a track called Sick World from their album Rebel Songs. And like the reason we played it was because they did the gig last week, but I hadn't really understood or got to the bottom of why. And it was an album launch.
Oh, was it? Okay.
For their new album, which is on a different label, which is why we haven't been sent it.
Right.
So I'm a bit annoyed because the album comes out on the 20th of May and it's the first we've heard of it. So anyway, it's bound to be a great album. I've listened to one of the tracks off it that there's a video for called The Shaman Are Coming, which you can listen to online. But other than that, I don't know anything about the new album at all. I will drop a line to John Robb, see if he can maybe get us one sent, who's the lead singer, because he's a nice bloke. But yeah, so I promise you, I think we have played that before. I mean, I don't think there's a Goldplay song we haven't played, really. But I don't remember playing it. And anyway, that's the first one this week, and I'll stop waffling on. What do I know is, what is Goldplay's website?
Goldblade.com.
It is. Tony one, Paulie being internet nil. Now then, this is the point in the show when I like to read out your poems and jokes. And this week, I got both. So we've got a poetry corner and a comedy suburbs. You ready for this?
Yep.
So first up, the poetry corner via Big Papa Bear. Thank you very much, Big Papa Bear, for sending this week. Said something last week, didn't you? It's called Tony's Wheels.
Ooh.
There was a punk rocker called Tony who resorted to using Shank's pony, because the lease had expired on the car he'd hired and he needed the exercise to make him more bony. Love to your mothers, Big Papa Bear. There you go. That is topical. Show nice. Someone listening to the show and doing things in the right order. We love a limerick on this show.
Excellent.
Now, also, from someone whose name I don't have to add because I'm bloody turned it on, Gregory, maybe? I don't know. I've got confused. Anyway, this joke came through at Comedy Suburbs. If you do have a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. Here goes. Bloke was in the doctor's surgery, says he's got a bit of an embarrassing problem. My good man, I've been a general practitioner for almost 40 years. There's very little I haven't seen, the doctor assured him. What exactly is the nature of your problem? Well, I've got a bright orange inflamed penis, says the man. How very strange, says the doctor. Whip the old chap out and let's have a look at him. The patient obliges, drops his trousers and exhibits, as he described, a bright orange inflamed penis. The doctor examines the fluorescent member and asks the man if anything has changed recently in his life. The man replies, I was made redundant 3 weeks ago. And how are you coping, inquired the doctor. Well, I'm pretty stressed, says the man. Starting to bite financially and the bills keep coming in. Hmm, says the doctor, clicking through a reference book. I can't find any case of stress-induced bright orange inflamed penises. Has anything else changed? Any lifestyle changes? What do you do with yourself all day, for example? Well, to be honest, Doc, I spend most days sat on the sofa wanking and eating cheesy Waterford.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'm pleased you got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the kind of joke we like on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it fills the requirements.
Rude and stupid and something it takes me three goes to say.
Yeah.
Next track, I tell you what, this is a good one, right? Wonk Unit. They've got a new track out, and it's called Elbows. They've done a video for it, and it's really good. And I thought, that's a bit rude. They haven't sent us it. And then I realised it's on their last album, Muffy, which we have got. So I thought, right, I'll play that. I really like it. I hadn't got down the end of the album. They've described this as the most Wonk Unit album they've ever brought out, Muffy. And do check out the video online. Easy way to do that is to go via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/wonkunit.
Nah, facebook.com/pages/wonk-unit/1353762465, of course. But type in Wonk Unit to Facebook and you'll find them, and there is a link to the video on there, and the video's really good, and it's got an excellent J.R. Hartley start. I'm not going to give away any more than that. Right, so that's probably the Internet one, Tony one, and this is Elbows.
You're disrespect.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You might notice I'm a bit croaky again.
Yeah.
I have been away for the last few days, and I would have been all right, but the weather in the southwest was miserable. I don't know what it's like where you were, but it rained every day.
It's miserable.
Oh, it's cold, it was wet, and oh, God.
Yeah.
Middle of May, for goodness sake. Yeah. So I was left a bit sniffly by it all. I'm sure I'll cope, sure I'll recover. I'll tell you about it in the next section, but right now, I thought I'd ask you with a slightly gravelly, croaky voice, Tony. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, and a lot of people on Facebook these days, so do that. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. Got a couple this week. A few responses to the show 400. I'm just going to read a couple of the responses now. There's quite a few on there. One from Philip Powell, who says, is it really so long since the Live 300 edition? Yes, 100 shows.
Yeah, when Phil suddenly revealed that he played the mandola.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that right?
Yeah. Martin Chittle says, you lot still at it? Or Chittle? Yes, we are. John Barnett says, Hang on a minute.
You know who Martin is, don't you?
No.
Johnny Dongle.
Oh, right, okay.
You remember Johnny Dongle?
I do remember Johnny Dongle.
Yeah. Hello, mate. How you doing?
Oh, fair play.
He was part of the reason that I fell down the stairs at Camden Tube.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yep. John Barnett, who says, I know what I'll be listening to in Northampton tomorrow before we play. And finally, Kevin Bonfield.
Yeah, hang on. I went.
Yeah, you did go.
I went to the gig, yeah. It was excellent.
And Kevin Bonfield says, bollocks. Had a twat too. Next week, I promise you a twat. And sorry, but spoilers. No twat. Kevin.
Kevin.
That's all in response to last week's show. But a separate comment from Elwood Bredell,
right,
who says, here's a Spotify playlist that I make from the current week's Punky Radio selections. If I can add the exact song played in the podcast, I do that. Otherwise, I add the most popular song by the artist. If the artist isn't on Spotify, I don't add them. And there's a link to it, I don't understand Spotify. Not quite sure what it is. But if you are the Spotify persuasion, do check that out. Maybe it's something that goes viral. I have no idea. But
I've got absolutely no idea at all. But if you are on Spotify and you're all that bits and bobs, follow that link. Where do you get that link? On our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page. Facebook.com/punkradio.
Brilliant. And thank you very much for going through all that trouble. And I hope you're enjoying the music, Elwood.
Exactly. And that's it.
That's it. Beautifully read. Yeah, so anyway, so I went to that Beach Boys gig last week,
yes,
in Northampton. Had a great time. And I thought I'd play a couple of tracks by the bands that were on at it. So what I'm sort of doing, I'm not playing two Beach Boys songs this week. I'm going to play a Minister's Dead track first, because Minister's Dead, the same lead singer, Matty, as the Beach Boys. Mm. And Minister's Dead are about to record a new EP / album. And they're all excited about it, and they're deciding which recording studio to lose. And I thought, oh, I'll revisit My Minister's Dead. So I got out the EP that they sent us, that they kind of... It was a rough recording of it. It wasn't the... They did re-record it, I think, and do it in the proper studio with, I think, Doily. Oh, it doesn't matter about him. But it doesn't matter about him. Anyway, I think they did it with him in Camden. But anyway, this isn't one of those... This is from a rougher session. Great, but I've got the EP in front of me, of course, haven't I? Have I? Move that, Paul. What have I done with that? Goodness sake, Paul B. Edwards. Here we go. Minister's Dead. And it's from the EP, Minister's Dead. Turns out I didn't need to find it.
Hmm.
Four tracks. This is the third one. The last track, Six City Nights, is a really, really good song. But we're going to play this one. I think we might have played it before. This might be From the Vault. It is a while since this came out. It just makes me realise this was recorded... June, July 2010, so almost 3 years ago. Blimey, Minister's Dead. Don't time fly, mister. Done it, mister. So we'll play it now. I'll ask you their website after this. This is Human Zoo.
Will I
You're listening to Dr. Slagleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ministers Dead. Excellent track. What's the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ministersdead.
No, facebook.com/pages/ministersdead/15100601157847. Nice. But I imagine if you type in Ministers Dead to Facebook, you'll probably find them. Anyway, in the meantime, Paulie being Instead 2, Tony 1. I realise these have been a couple of toughies. It will get easier.
Good.
Did you do anything last week?
Went to Derby.
You poor thing. Go on, talk me through your pain.
Oh, well, it was not a great deal to say, but I had to hire a car to go to Derby. I had a meeting, and the meeting was supposed to last 30 minutes, which I can handle 30 minutes in Derby. Just about. And it was near Pride Park.
God.
Yeah. And because I was going and we had the car, I dropped Steph off. She could do a half hour and start to understand why we hate Derby. I was in the meeting for 6 hours.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So I came up with a rather angry girlfriend who has had 6 hours in Derby. And
Jesus Christ. How long can you talk about sheep for?
Exactly. Apparently quite a few and many people. I had 6 or 7 people talking about it.
Oh, God.
So, I hate Derby.
I bet she was furious, wasn't she?
Oh, really angry. But to be fair, I'd be angry after that long in Derby. I was. We were both angry at Derby.
Yeah, but if she was in the city centre, Tony, she could have got a train home.
Yeah, they do trains in Derby. Yeah, they do.
Didn't have to wait for you. No sympathy there. She wanted a day out. Goalpost moved. Somebody couldn't handle it. Was that Tony? No. You said, do you know, how dare you moan? You've been allowed to go in different shops. I've been stuck with half a dozen sheep shaggers for 6 hours. It's been a nightmare.
Oh, so many. What did you get up to?
Well, last Thursday I went to see Beach Boys at a pub called King Billy in Northampton. What a boozer.
With the best sign in the world.
With a great sign, yeah. You have to look on my Facebook page for that. I can't be bothered with that now. I might have tweeted it as well, actually. I can't remember. I had a really good night. The first band on were a band called RSI, who I've never heard of. And the first 3 or 4 songs, I hadn't quite got in tune with them. You know, I was listening to them. And they were very fast, sort of kid street punk, I suppose, with 2 lead singers. So there was a little bit of almost rapping going on. And I was just thinking, oh, this is one of these bands that think they're really hard and think they've got a message and think that. And then halfway through the gig, it was like the planets came into alignment. And I realised they were just massively taking the piss. And they were absolutely brilliant. And they were my new favourite band last week. They were really, okay. Really good. And they came up to, because I was having a chat with Matty, the lead singer of the Beach Boys, are they finished? And this guy, their lead singer, came over to speak to Matty. And we got talking, and I said, I'll do a podcast. And he went, oh, do you want a CD? And I went, yeah, actually, I really would. I'd like the track Curly Whirlies. And he goes, oh, hang on. So he went back and got us the previous album and said, oh, it's on that. I've been trying to sell the new ones, but you clearly know what you're talking about. So he just handed me their new EP, which is called Slaves to the Criminals, and their album, call it whatever you like. And we will be playing a track by it, but not right now. We'll be playing it in a bit, so we'll talk about them all after that. The middle band, Overload, were really good. Bleach Boys went on, did a cracking set. I had a great night. That was... what was that? Wednesday?
Thursday?
No, it was Wednesday.
Okay.
It's Wednesday, because Thursday I went over to mate Steve's, had a night on the booze with him, and then Friday morning picked up some comics. I picked up President Obonjo and had a falafel, of course, and we went down the southwest where we did my new act competition. I had 6 acts on over 3 nights over 4 days, and it's all... been documented as I went, but it was absolutely brilliant. And congratulations to Olaf Falafel, who won the overall competition.
Excellent.
I'm very pleased for him. It was an excellent competition this year, which has been going on for months, but sort of climaxed in the southwest. Unfortunately, God appeared to be climaxing for 3 days as well, because all it did was I got very wet, put it that way. So anyway, back from there now, ready for more punk rock. So we're going to do it now. I'm going to do 2 songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
Listen out for RSI and the track that I've already given away as to what it is. before that, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, who sent us their latest album a while back now, which I have in front of me here, called Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's Shattered Dreams Parkway. And great songs on this. We played one a few weeks ago, didn't we, called Look at Me, I'm a Fucking Tiger.
Yeah.
Because they know how to take this as well. Anyway, they're coming up in a second, then listen out for Curly Whirlies, for RSI and their track Curly Whirlies. After that, no, before that, let's do it now. What is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
RevengeoftheSychotronicMan.com.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paulie with the Internet 2, beer for breakfast.
Foamy.
Curly Whirly has never used to be that fucking small.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was RSI and Curly Whirlies. What does RSI stand for, by the way, Tony?
Repetitive strain injury.
Not in this band.
Okay.
Routine social incompetence.
Yes.
Great band. We're going to play some more tracks with them in future weeks. Quite a punk show this week. I hadn't really said enough that it was really, really punking out. It will change a little bit towards the end of the show. Yeah, also, all the bands, bar one, are British. And, for the first time in I don't know how long, all the bands have come on physical CDs.
Oh, right, okay.
Not on MP3 in sight. You know, had a bit of an old-school punky radio today. Now then, so, what is RSI's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/RSI?
No, I gave you a bit of a clue there.
Ah.
Facebook.com/RSI Routine Social Incompetence.
Okay.
Paulie B. Internet 3, Tony 2. Hello to RSI for listening to the show the first time. Hope you enjoyed it. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide. 12. I've got something really freaky to tell you, but I might tell you off air. But just to remind us of it, do you remember that song we used to do for Twilight and Thebes?
Yep.
Do you want to just quickly sing it?
Twilight and Thebes, they live on the side of a dirty mountain.
I miss that song. I miss those guys. Sorry, you got some news?
Yes. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There is something on Sunday, but it's to be confirmed, so it's,
I tell you what,
it's dead to me.
We love to sing, don't we?
We do. It's the only singing I do these days. My failed musical career. But hey.
Oh, mate, I've had a failed comedy career for 2 decades, don't worry about it.
That's fine. Yeah, so something on Sunday, but don't know what it is. So I'm going to Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, Fruny Greens and more to be confirmed. It's Thursday night. How much do you think it will be?
Fiver.
It is.
Ooh.
Oh. Friday night, 17th of May, Graveyard Johnny's, Henry and the Bleeders, The Ligaments, 13 Shots and more to be confirmed.
That's a bad luck. Billy Rockabilly night.
It's a bad luck saloon night.
It's going to be terrific.
Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
£7.
Oh, seven again. Yeah, do you know tricky. What? I think I'm going to have to start accepting that psychobilly costs a bit more than punk rock.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, Simon Breed, Aniara. Tron K and the Serious Issues.
Birdie Num Num.
Corporal Machine and the Bombers. The Sound of the Antler. Wildflowers. Shit. The Missing Leech and Candy Thief. It's the London Spring Anti-Folk Festival.
Jesus. What a lineup.
Yeah.
At 50p a band, it still comes in at £30.
Exactly.
Tenner.
£6.
Wow!
Saturday night, £6.
That is terrific.
That's got to be an all-dayer.
Well, yeah, unless they're all doing 5 minutes each, Tone, I would suggest it probably is an all-dayer, yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention, of course, that Friday the 17th of May is what?
3 days from that, I don't know. What is Friday the 17th of May?
It's the 10th of May. It's Norway Day, mate. It's Norway's National Day.
You remember
last year? Yeah. I mean, last year I got all dressed up in red, white and blue and went waving flags around Luton. Waving Norway flags around Luton. I knew what the fuck I was doing. Had a great time.
Nice.
I'm not this year. I might be in Beaconsfield on Friday.
Okay.
A place called the Crazy Bear, which looks rather lovely. Anyway.
That's it for Gig Guide.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar on the side of a dirty mountain. Right, we are going to play a Bleach Boys song now.
Okay.
Bleach Boys were on a gig last week. They were brilliant. I wanted to play a Bleach Boys track called Weirdo, which we've never played on the show before. Never played Weirdo before.
Mm.
Right. And Weirdo, it's got a fantastic bit in it. It's not really chorus, and it's not really a bridge, because it sort of comes after the chorus. So what would you call that? But it also is how it starts as well. It's almost like, it's almost like a coda. You know, you get a coda, a spoken bit at the end of a song.
I don't think it's necessarily got bespoken.
Right, but anyway.
It's like a signature, isn't it? Or something.
Right. Well, as a signature, it goes ba 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 play something by the new lineup. I'll say the newest lineup. So with Matty singing again, because they had a guy called Simon Kelly singing for years. But I thought I'd take it from the last sort of mini album they did, which was just called The Bleach Boys, which got 8 tracks on it. But the last track on it was a song that the old lineup did that was called We've Got the Bomb and We're Going to Open Brackets and We're Going to Use It Close Brackets. But then they redid it and called it We Got the Bomb 2008. So it fits in with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Also, inside it says, thanks to Simon Kelly, John Proffitt, Paulie B at Punky Radio. Don't need to know about the rest. So this is the last track on it. And because this way, this is an all-encompassing Bleach Boys song, because it's a song the old lineup did, but the new lineup did. I've never had a few line changes, but I should say, it's a song that the old lead singer did, but the new lead singer does it as well, just as well, in my opinion. What is the Bleach Boys website.
TheBleachBoys.co.uk?
It is! Tony 3 pointed me into it. Three. We got one, we're going to use it! That was the Bleach Boys. We got the bomb. We're going to use it. What a great song. Looking forward to them recording some more. I think they are planning to soon. They are working on a bit of new material, and I did suggest to them that they should definitely get Weirdo in some MP3 capacity at some point. Hmm. And John said, oh, that's given me an excuse to buy a USB record player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'd like one of those. About 70 quid, aren't they? Can't afford it. So, are you doing anything this week?
Lots and lots happening in the house. We've got kitchen being plastered and all sorts happening in the tiler in. And yeah, lots happening and lots of stress and everything. I'm not going to fucking Derby.
No.
Apart from that, no, nothing. What are you up to?
Because when at the start of our conversation, before we started recording this, you went, oh, windows, bloody windows. Oh no, something's happened to his windows.
Oh yeah.
In the house, I thought, not the other. What happened? Why don't you tell everyone what happened to you 5 minutes before the show started?
Well, we record over Skype, which some people do or don't know. And every time before, just in case, I reboot my laptop. So I downloaded everything to my laptop. My laptop was working absolutely fine. I rebooted it, and then Skype crashed, and my emails are now non-existent. So my emails are all just empty. 7 or 8 years worth of emails gone. Just because I rebooted. God knows why. So as soon as we finish Funky, I'll be here trying to fix that.
If this show, if this show was called Funky rather than Punky, I would play Tragedy by the Bee Gees now.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not, no.
No. I'm not really doing anything this week either. I have been very busy though. I've got loads of stuff to do, but not. I'm not. Well, excuse me. I'm feeling a bit worse now than I was at the start of the show. I've been offered some things I could go to this weekend. For example, my mate G La Roche is his 30th birthday, and he's having a festival.
He's having a festival?
Yeah. He's borrowed this field off a farmer, and he's getting the PA and all that up, and he's having half a dozen bands on.
Nice.
And like, everyone's camping. It's going to be absolutely brilliant, but I can't go.
Oh.
I can't go. I can't. Not in this weather. I'm not going camping in the fucking pissing rain. That, no. That isn't. I've got. There's. I, I have commitments this weekend, but they're not to do with going out seeing bands or working or anything like that. I've got some family stuff and that. So, but I would really like to go to this thing. But and I was thinking of asking the family about the stuff that I had to go to and do, if I could get out of it. But then I saw the weather. I thought, oh, gee.
Nah.
I'm really too old to be... Because well, the last time I camped was Strummer Camp years ago, and it pissed down on that weekend. Came out of there, thinking it was going to die. I'm not really set up for outdoor life.
Nah. No, me neither.
And it's Eurovision on Saturday, and I'm...
Ooh!
Yeah, exactly. And I love Eurovision, but I'm normally working. So I can sort of do the family stuff early evening and then watch Eurovision. Maybe.
Where is it this year? Is it Azerbaijan,
well,
or was that last year?
I'll be watching it in the flat.
Ah. Oh, did you talk? A strange tangent. I saw the trailer for the new Simon Pegg film. That was just weird.
Oh yeah.
Seeing Letchworth.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's old, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. It looks really good. Well, I thought it looked really
good. No, it does. It looks really good.
I'll tell you what I did do the weekend.
What's that?
I saw Iron Man 3.
No, I've not seen it yet. Is it good?
Oh, Tony, it's brilliant.
Ah, good.
Would you like a review of Iron Man 3?
If there's no spoilers.
Yeah, here he goes. My review of Iron Man 3. Fucking brilliant. Can't tell you what happens.
Brilliant.
Ben Kingsley absolutely steals it.
Great.
It is brilliant. It's one of the best films I've seen in ages. Really liked it. Great action. And one of those films where, because I was there with five other comedians.
Right.
There were six comedians in the cinema and about 20 other people Monday afternoon in Exeter. 25 people in the cinema. And you know how people consider a funny film if it's got more than half a dozen laugh out loud moments?
Yeah.
The entire cinema must have laughed out loud about 15 times.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Some great lines in it. And as I say, Ben Kingsley steals it. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. I'm not going to tell you anything about the plot. Just, if you haven't seen it yet, go and watch it. It's really, really good. And when you have seen it, we'll spoil it for everyone.
Okay.
All right, sound like a deal?
Yeah, fuck them, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
The last two bands we're playing this week are in a competition. We have a competition for them. We have the new Limousine album, You've Been Limousined, and the new Grand Reserva album, 48 Laws, up for grabs, and you'll have the chance to win them. We'll do the competition in the next section. But right now, this is Grand Reserva, or a little bit of a... I don't know, it sounds a bit like 80s British metal, really. All the way from Sweden. You Move Me.
If I go wrong, cause I get them feeling when I stay too long. Run with me, wherever I go. Ride with me, can't say no. Come on down, give in to me. Don't be afraid, I will set you free. Boy, in a dream you see, you be the girl I need to set free. We gotta keep on moving to be strong. No other way, just come along. Now and again, you get the feeling. If you don't win, it's a part of the deal. You belong close to me. You belong where you could be free. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Grand Reserva and You Move Me from the album 48 Laws, which is up for grabs in a competition that I'll be doing very shortly. And you'll get that CD and the new limousine album, You've Been Limousine. Fabulous little 2-CD prize. But I'm thinking, just because there's just 2 CDs in this one, that it's not going to cost me too much to post.
Hey.
By the way, never found out if the Christmas competition reached its destination.
Was it Canada?
Yeah, I wonder if it has yet. Because I sent it by sea on a pedal line. They said it would take until Easter, but I never heard. Never heard again. Bit rude, wasn't it?
A little bit. Maybe should get in touch.
If it arrived, it might not have arrived yet.
Good point.
Anyway, have you got a track?
Nope.
Right, punch the listeners.
Yep. Kevin, you particularly, we're just waving the twat in my face and then taking it away. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Feel free not to post on Facebook and tell me you're going to do it. Just do it. All twats to read with thanks.
It must be by email.
It must be by email. Yep.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will probably not notice them. Or they will risk being
It'll be disqualified.
Well, it's that as well.
They have to email you, don't they? That's how you do it. Email Tony.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Fingers crossed the email works and everything. But yes.
Right, okay.
So
we're doing a competition then, because we haven't got any twats. You've let down. It's like, but I can't help thinking we're sending out mixed messages. because by nobody doing a twat, they get the chance to win 2 brilliant new CDs. We haven't really thought this through.
Not really.
Right, anyway, Grand Reserve, 48 Laws, Limousine, You've Been Limousine. We played quite a few tracks off both these albums already. They're absolutely brilliant. We need a competition question, Tony. Do you want to come up with one?
Why is my ear one broke? No, I don't know. Can't think.
No, it looks like
it's... where did I spend... And that, when did I waste 6 hours of my life this week?
Yeah, brilliant, right. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question. Where did Tony spend 6 hours of his life last week that he'll never get back?
Never get back.
Email me and just put in your name, the answer, and then I'll get back to you. You don't need to tell me where you're from, because I don't want you to think that I'm fixing it by getting one in the UK, because I'm sick of fucking sending them to Australia and Canada. So just put your name and the answer, and I will let the winner know probably the week after next, because sometimes the show doesn't go out on the internet stations till the weekend, does it? So
yeah, give it a good 10 days.
Well, give it 2 weeks. You've got, effectively, from when you hear this, you've got a week.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're just randomly listening in the future at some point, in which case it's been done. We could do a date, couldn't we? What would be a good date?
28th of May.
28th of
well,
May.
That's the next show. Do you want to give it to maybe the 26th? 26th?
What are you talking about? The 21st of May is the next show. So the 28th is one after. So, yeah, so you've got until the 25th of May. How about that?
Yep.
9 days. You've got until the 25th of May to email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, CD competition. Oh, we're imaginative this week. And you get the chance to win the new Grand Reserve album and the new Limousine album. I'll probably throw one of my own in as well, whether you like it or not. You'll probably get a Songs in the Key of Death off me as well. Oh, I saw Simon Knott.
Okay.
Yeah. Lovely bloke he is.
Good.
He's become a counsellor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said he was like not like a pop councillor, like a elected councillor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked him why he'd done it. He said, I'm sick of the entire council saying no to everything. I wanted to start saying yes a bit.
Excellent.
Excellent bloke. Absolutely brilliant. So, so well done, Simon. I said, well done, Councillor Simon. It's funny, isn't it? He says you want to say yes a bit, but he says you're called Councillor Knott.
Nice.
Councillor Knott. So hello, Simon. Last track, then, is the one in the competition, and I don't think we've played this before. Off Limousine's album, You've Been Limousined. And hello to Limousine, who, if I'm not mistaken, let me just check on the inside sleeve here if they thanked anybody interesting here. Thanks to various people, blah, 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 doesn't matter, Mr. No Mark, Steve Fuckface, Paul B. Edwards, Yeah, brilliant. So, I love Limousine. Hello to Limousine. You are one of my favourite bands ever, quite frankly. You want these two albums. They're really, really good. This is the track called... Oh, what's Limousine's... What's Grand Reserve's website? Sorry.
GrandReserve.com?
It is indeed. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 3. What's Limousine's website?
Limousine.co.uk?
No, LimousineBand.com. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 4. You got it, I want it.
You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. And I'm gonna get it. We're gonna start right up from where we left it. You're the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, rock and roll. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. I'm a dog on a leash, jumping through the hoops. I'm here, my dog on a leash, jumping all over you. Just say the word, cause I'm already there. But just say the word, cause I'm already there. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. I must have been crazy, out of my mind to let you go. I must have been crazy, out of my mind to let you go. I want it, you got it, I want it, I want it, I want it, you got it, I want it, you got it, I want it, you got it, I want it, I want it, I want it, you got it, I want it, you got it, I want 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 it.
That was Limousine. You got it. I want it. Absolutely brilliant. Thanks for listening this week. Enter the competition. Send your jokes and poems in. Get your twats in. And by the way, can you do us a favour and leave us iTunes reviews? How do you do that?
Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. Log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I poo.